Today's enlightening entertainment will be presented in Zulu and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Zulu and Thai. Siyanemukela zethameli ezinenkuthalo ngoba namuhla ukunandisa ukukhanyiselayo. Namuhla kolokuqala lezigaba ezimbili uhlelo sizoqamisa abaphapheme abasha abaculi bekwaya lekolishi laseKezni eNingizimu Afrika. Kwayizinkulungwane amakwaya emhlabeni wonke, ikwaya lekolishi laseKezni lisisungule ngokuzibeka kwaphezulu angamashumi amabili nanhlanu kweseqophelweni iMusica Mundi World Rankings ka-2010. Umqondisi wabo ozimisele, uMnumzane Bernard Krier, ukhuthazela leli qembu labafundi bebanga lesishiyagalombili ukuya kweleshumi nambili ukwadlulela emculweni bathungathe obabo ubuciko. Baneziningi izindondo zegolide nesiliva zemincintiswano kazwelonke. Bathandelwa ukufudumeza izethameli zabo. Umlando wabo ogxumisa inhliziyo ohlanganisa umculo womdabu, owamakwaya nowomoya. Kunamela ikwaya lekolishi laseKezni licula izingoma ezimbili lihlonipha uMnumzane Nelson Mandela, umongameli wokuqala weNingizimu Afrika nomholi ohlanganise isizwe. Ikwaya ngokuziqhenya libungaza amasiko esintu nefa lezomoya futhi bayajabula ukukwenza lokho. UMnumzane Bernard Krier ungumqondisi wekwaya.
Not boys standing on a stage singing. It's vibrant. The boys move, they dance, they sing, they make music, they play the instruments themselves, they play all the drums, they play the xylophones, the little flutes and the saxophones, the guitars. The only adults on stage are myself and our pianist, the accompanist, and the rest is all the boys. And I think that is something unique to our choir?
Hi, my name is Stefan Krobler, and I've been at Curzon College Choir for 3 years now. I'm a soloist in the choir. My teacher, who's actually now the conductor of our choir, suggested coming here because he said that this choir will allow me to grow as a musician. So it's actually helped me a lot with my own musical training, and we've actually come very far.
This choir, I think, is so unbelievable in many ways. It's unique in the way it approaches music and the way it performs music. And but for me, I think the real thing was just the energy that the people and the performers showed on stage when I watched it for the first time was so incredible. I just knew I had to be a part of it.
Umbe ovelele kweminye yekhwaya lekolishi laseKezni umculo obukhoma obukhipha uhlevane ukufaniswa kwesichotho saseAfrika.
I think the signature of our choir, and that's probably one of the things that made us internationally recognized, was the performance of a rainstorm, where the boys simulate all the sounds of the water drops and the lightning bolts and the thunder. And for the boys, it's very exciting to make these sounds, and at the same time for the audience, because they don't expect these things to happen with body movements only. So definitely the nature plays a really big part in what we do.
Yeah, the beats and the slaps, they come through because as Africans we're very energetic, and we can't just stand still while we're singing. You have to involve your whole body and your whole mind and your spirit, your soul, everything. And we try and create an authentic feel of nature when we're doing this performance.
I'll now show you how we do the African rainstorm. We begin this by just rubbing our hands, which symbolizes a drizzling of the rain as it comes down softly. And then the animals obviously are around as the rain isn't too hard. So you hear the birds. And you hear the bigger animals also in the background, such as the buffalo. And as the rain starts to come down harder, the animals go away. And the rain gets harder. And it gets harder and harder on the ground. And as it gets harder, the thunder comes. And as the rain goes away and the thunder goes away, it returns again. And then it goes back into a drizzle. And the animals return.
Makisilalele ukudlalwa okuyisimangaliso kwemvula eyisichotho yaseAfrika. Umlando wekhwaya wenabile, kodwa futhi wesekeleke kwabalesikole azenzile amasiko esikholwa. Njengoba umqondisi ozimisele, umqondisi uMnumzane Bernard Creer echaza.
Mm-hmm.
Our school is a Methodist school. That means our code of conduct includes that the Methodist Christian value system is followed at our school. We have a chapel on the campus, and each week the boys have a chapel service, and every day there's a daily devotion. The music that the choir performs plays a strong part in that value system, and it's something that we'd like to show the world.
Before we go on stage, we'll try and calm down and just connect with God and ourselves and just focus on the performance. So we just ask Him to be with us during the performance and to help us.
When we go into a situation with His guidance, we feel more secure, and we hold it very dear to our hearts.
My God is a rock.
Let me tell you about a chapter one, chapter when the one. Lord's God work was just begun.
Hallelujah.
Stop and let me tell you about a chapter two,
chapter
when the Lord God had written His Bible through.
Holy Bible.
Let me tell you about a chapter three,
chapter
when the
three.
Lord God died on
Calvary, and my God is a rock.
Whatever category you're performing in, the real task of the choir is to incorporate the audience into the actual performance and make them feel a part of it, which I think gets us quite good results in many occasions.
You sing Shosholoza. All right, here we go. And Shosholoza.
Shosholoza ungenye izintandokazi zomculo womdabu waseNingizimu Afrika. Ukuthi shosholoza kusho ukuthi iyaphambili noma dedela indoda elandelayo.
Shosholoza is about working. We are working together. It's the train of South Africa, basically, and that song has now become our unofficial anthem.
Shosholoza.
Well done.
Ama-Afrika akholelwa ukuthi ibhubesi liyingqwele yezinhlanu ezinkulu izilwane noma inkosi yase-Afrika. Umsebenzi wenkosi ukuvikela ukulunga nokuphakamisa iqiniso kulo lonke izwe ngomusa kaNkulunkulu. nomoya wokuziqhenya wase-Afrika ungezwakala engomeni Musa lelizwe noma Rule This Land. Siyabonga zethameli ezijabule ngokulalela ingxenye yokuqala yezingxenye ezimbili ngekwaya labesilisa bekolishi laseKezni eNingizimu Afrika. Sicela ube nathi futhi ngolwesihlanu oluzayo, ngoNovemba zinhlanu, lapho uhlelo lwethu luqhubeka nezimangaliso imibukiso. Okulandelayo amagama obuhlakani ngemuva nje kwezindaba ezinohlonze, lapha kuSupreme Master Television. Sengathi izinsuku zakho zingagcwala ukukhanya kwelanga nempilo.
Thank you, happy viewers, for tuning in to part one of our two-part series on the Kezni College Boys Choir of South Africa. Please join us again next Friday, November 5th, as our program continues with more fantastic performances. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your days be full of sunshine and vitality.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.